It's time to find out what's happening in the world of sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hi there.
Hi there, Fran.
Well, in cricket, the person with the bomb of the bucket is still the busiest worker at Cricket Australia. Two more senior administrators summarily dismissed yesterday. Dismissed or did they go?
They were pushed before they were given a chance to jump, Fran. Look, and including the one that has brought the loudest cheer so far in cricket circles, the high-performance manager, Pat Howard, and those cheers have come from across the generations. Now, the former Test leg spinner, Stuart McGill, he was undecided. He said Howard, the former Wallaby, had been stealing an income for some time, while Chappelli, Chappelli, Ian Chappell, said if Howard had been around in his day, he would have told him to buzz off, buzz being, we believe, a euphemism. Belinda Clark will be Howard's temporary replacement as Cricket Australia searches for someone who is steeped in the game of cricket. And one would say, isn't that Belinda Clark already?
I was going to say that, yes.
The other departure is that of Ben Amafio, escorted from the building in scenes not seen really since Graham Halbish, a former CEO, was shown the door at Jollymont Street a couple of decades ago now. I remember back that far. Amafio is credited with putting together the billion-dollar broadcasting rights bonanza. But as the AFL has shown recently, when the local pay TV provider is desperate for content that is not the 100th repeat of Bonanza, that's not as hard as it looks. So the organisation that gained notoriety for its dirt sheets on people it didn't like last year succumbs further to what has become the ultimate dirt sheet, really, the report into Cricket Australia's culture prepared by the ethicist Dr. Simon Longstaff. And given its damning nature of all those within the CA hierarchy, playing and non-playing, the question was inevitable yesterday. Does the clean-out include the new CEO, Kevin Roberts, who rose to the top job and was appointed only recently from inside the organisation when, of course, all the things highlighted by Dr. Longstaff were being set in place? I guess it's a case of be careful where you put your feet and watch this space for you.
Certainly a clean-out, isn't it? In rugby league, the Hayne Plains career is in a holding pattern this morning. Jared Hayne, unlikely to be at Parramatta next year.
Well, Fran, this story's been hovering, if I can use that term, for a while. Jared Hayne absent from training at various times. And yesterday he himself went on commercial television to say he hasn't received a contract offer yet. And it might be time to move on. As we know, he's a bit of an expert in moving on, having left Parramatta once before for the NFL, then leaving the NFL for the Gold Coast via Fijian rugby, and then leaving the Gold Coast for the Eels. It seems Canberra-Bankstown, which is not far from his home suburb of Minto in southern Sydney, might be his next landing strip. They're playing rugby in France, if not Fiji, if the Fijians don't want him back. So France and rugby football there might be an option, Fran.
Isn't he still a valuable, is he still a valuable player, or is he in the sort of sunset of his career? I don't know, but he certainly was a sensational player, Fran, there for a long time.
He was, but when he was playing for the Gold Coast, there were times when he didn't look all that interested. He's at Parramatta, he hasn't been the force that he once was. Some might say he's been playing out of position, but other times, once again, he had that look, he wasn't all that interested. So, it'd be interesting to use that word again to see just where he does end up, because, as you said, he was a great commodity in the game, and he was a damn fine footballer. He could turn State of Origin games. That's how good he was, Fran.
Hey, Warwick, in football, some interesting inclusions to be announced this morning when the Socceroos coach Graham Arnold announces his squad.
Yeah, Fran, including this lovely story that was doing the rounds yesterday and probably will do the rounds today if it all goes according to the plan. A Scotsman who has never been to Australia who could officially be a Socceroo later today. His name is Martin Boyle, shouldn't that be McBoyle, and he qualifies for Australia via his father. He's recently taken out Australian citizenship, and according to a report in a Scottish newspaper, he's been practising Advance Australia Fair via carpool karaoke while driving around Edinburgh. Great little story. Let's hope it does all come to the right end. And another inclusion is likely to be Adelaide United's Craig Goodwin after his two-goal performance in the FFA Cup final. 5 goals in 4 matches in that competition all up. And no doubt he'll be aided a little bit by the vacancy caused by that long-term injury to Daniel Lozani, a few positions opening up close to the nets, Fran.
And in athletics, Warwick, the bizarre suggestion of an age limit on the next chair of WADA, the World Anti-Doping Authority. What are they trying to keep out with this?
Fran, her name is the Norwegian Linda Hilleland. She's 41 And she is the woman who spoke out furiously. She's the vice president of WADA at the moment. She spoke out furiously against WADA's recent decision to allow the Russians back in. Now, the move to impose this age limit, which looks a little bit too convenient at 45, comes from the African Public Authorities, that's what they're called, on the WADA Foundation Board. And because it comes from Africa, that's been allowing WADA heavies like Sir Craig Reedy, the current president, to say he had nothing to do with it. Sadly, though, fewer and fewer, including the White House, believe anything that comes from WADA heavies these days. Its credibility, particularly among clean athletes, are well and truly going through the floor, and you can spell floor any way you like. And not only because of the Russian decision, but because of the selective prosecution of cases and the endless politicisation of the organisation, whose original ambition, keeping athletes clean, seems secondary these days to keeping highly polished backsides on generously perked chairs. And look, speaking of the politics, tentatively Australia has been part of the chorus of disquiet about the decision to allow the Russians back in. And it'll be interesting to see from here where the Minister for Sport, Bridget McKenzie, who sits on the WADA Foundation Board as one of these public authorities, but representing Oceania. It'll be interesting to see what she's had to say. I have sought comment on Radio National Breakfast's behalf, Fran.
Oh, good on you, Warwick. And just briefly, in cricket, can we get an update? The Australian women were struggling in that T20 World Cup practice game in Ghana yesterday morning. Did Meg Lanning come to the rescue?
You can be assured of that just about every time. She rarely disappoints. 65 not out. 3 for 8 they were when she came to the wicket. They ended up beating South Africa by 46 runs on what she's described as a skiddy Providence Stadium wicket. And that's the same one, of course, which the Australians will be playing on in their first T20 World Cup game proper tomorrow, Fran.
All right, Warwick. Thank you very much.